Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. CO Lions fan last night or yesterday tweeted us 30-13 Lions. The Lions don't have a secondary, but Tampa's receivers and running backs are hurt. The final was 24-9. Missed the Lions by 6 points. Missed the Buccaneers by 4 points. CO Lions fan, well done. You had the best prediction of everyone who texted and called and that we saw. I know some texts come in that we don't see, but all the tweets, I was able to go through those. So well done, my friend. Well done. You were the closest in terms of predictions on this game yesterday. And it was it's a good win. I know that football is not a game of perfect is something that Lloyd Carr used to say. And as time goes by, I'm realizing how much teams get judged to a perfect standard when the standard they should be judged on is the other teams in the league. Tampa was leading the way in the NFC. And had done some great things offensively, and they've got a good defense. And yes, they're banged up. So are the Lions. And I would say that was pretty safely a decisive win. You know, it wasn't a dominating performance in every facet, but they won by 15. And as a 5-point favorite, and Tampa, you know, the end of that game was wild. It was like Tampa would get the football, dink and dunk all the way down the field, take up 4 or 5 minutes, turn it over on downs. The Lions then would go 3 and out and punt it back. And Tampa would dink and dunk all the way down the field and turn it over on downs. And the Lions would go 3 and out and punt it back. And it just was like this slow bleed at the end of the game. And I give the Lions a ton of credit for finding a way.
It was strange. Both teams had 8 possessions in the first half. That's a ton.
Wow.
8 possessions.
Yeah.
Tampa had the double dip. And that's all they had was the double dip. They got 3 points at the end of the first half after the Goff interception, where I think he clearly did not see Jamel Dean. They kicked the 53-yard field goal, and then they start the second half off with a touchdown, go for two, and don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
248-539-9797. Harlan, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Harlan.
Hi, how you doing?
Good,
all
sir.
Right.
Okay, I'll make it short and sweet. As an avid fan since the mid-50s, it's obvious. Defense wins games. Offense loses them. Like, simple as that. And I got to throw this one in. For all these fans that are wanting to get rid of Stevie Y, get back under your rock. Leave the man alone. He's an all-star in any asset of the game. So, hey,
I want to ask you a question. What is defense wins games, offense loses them mean? I don't know what that means.
You figure it out. Come on. You don't have to ask me. You know more about it than I do. But you watch that game. Watch them all the time. Defense stops the offense, and the offense goose up gives the other team a chance.
Boom. Mic drop.
Defense wins them. Offense loses them.
Come on. You're picking up what he's putting down.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He's back in the old school way and defense wins champions.
Damn, you just got served, man.
Yeah, totally. You see that?
Yes, I got served.
That just happened.
Yes, it did. I will step back. I've been told off by Harlan. Do you know what it means?
He's the old school defense wins championships guy.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
But that's what he was implying. I mean, you know. That's what
you figure it out.
You figure it out.
Yeah.
You've been around long enough. You know what I'm talking about.
In the last 6-7 years, if you look at the teams that are in the playoffs, more often than not, it's the best offenses in the league. Teams that are winning Super Bowls, typically the best offenses in the league. Philly kind of went against the grain a little bit. I think they rode their defense more than most. But I used to be in that category. And he didn't say defense wins championships. He said defense wins games, offense loses them.
I think it's basically the same thing.
Do you? No. I don't believe that that's true anymore. If that's what he was saying, I disagree with him. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'll figure it out.
You lack the experience.
248-539-9797. Bob is next. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
What's up?
I wanted to talk about how Campbell handled the last 2 minutes of the first half. I thought he could have done a lot better job in not only the play selection, but the use of the clock. I thought there was an opportunity for him to get another shot at a field goal, and I was just wondering if you got that same feeling.
Which I mean, they had a bunch of possessions near the end, yeah.
Well, the last 2 minutes of the first half.
When they threw the interception?
More about play selection, and I don't remember him throwing in it. Maybe he did throw an interception. I was just thinking,
yeah, he
he's not running very good. I just thought they could have done a better job of, I think, the first
of not throwing an interception.
Run.
So what did you have? What did you want him to do? They got the ball back with, let me check this out.
146.
146 to go. They're on Tampa's 48.
Okay, so the first play was a running play, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And yep.
Okay, and I thought maybe they should have thrown the ball there.
Well, they
to
threw
get
it
a little close.
They threw it the next play for 8 yards. Then they threw it again for a yard to get they ran it again for a yard to get the first down. Now there's 46 seconds left. Tampa's called their second timeout. They go to throw when Jared Goff gets sacked with 28 seconds left with a timeout. I'm sorry, that would be their second timeout. And then Goff throws the interception. So they were throwing the football, trying to score, they threw an interception.
Maybe we should say I shouldn't have made this call.
No, Bob, it's okay. I mean, look, it was a very odd first half. And sort of uncharacteristic in that they miss a field goal, they throw an interception, all in like the last 2 minutes.
I was kind of hoping Montgomery would get a few more carries so that maybe he could score a touchdown, and then they would have each had a touchdown and added to their record.
Yeah, I wanted to see that too. Unfortunately, they just didn't get down in that kind of a situation.
mean, aren't those things kind of irrelevant?
Well, they'll happen again.
But yeah, they'll happen, but they happen throughout the course of the game.
When it happens, when they do score, both players score again in the game, I'll love it because it'll knock the Cowboys off the top.
I would not craft a game plan around stuff like that.
No, I don't think he was saying craft the game plan. I think it's just that it would have been nice to see if that could have happened. It didn't happen because they didn't find themselves at the goal line where you hand it off to Demo. Instead, they were at the 5-yard line, hand off to Gibbs, and he broke a tackle and scored a touchdown to go with a 78-yard touchdown. And they only had one other scoring play, and that was the touchdown pass to St. Brown early.
248-539-9797. Mark is in Detroit and next. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I want to talk about the offense had an off game a little bit, but they bound to have that. But I thought the defensive game plan was outstanding. And what a job of Mink Roberts has been. I mean, the guy, they've got to re-sign him. This guy is outstanding.
Well, he's Mark really gritty. I mean, right now he's their best defensive back. He's still standing, which is awesome. But
and he goes for the football last night. When he made that punch out, clean punch out of the football. Can tackle. He's gritty. He's sticky. He's tough. Doesn't back. I mean, they got to resign. What an outstanding free agent signing that was.
You know, it depends. It depends how much he wants. It kind of depends on how much he wants, right?
Yeah, but you know he's worth keeping. I would keep him.
I'm sure they'd love to try
when they play like that.
Always at the right price
on all three phases. Can't nobody if we stay healthy, we're gonna make it to the Super Bowl. I think this year.
Well, they could. I mean, it's sure. I'd like to see Amik Robertson back, but that's like saying I'd like the Range Rover. Well, if you do that, you can't afford the house payment. Yeah, but I'd like the Range Rover. But then you can't afford the house payment. There are other guys that are probably more important to pay than Amik Robertson. So if they can fit him under the cap, I think they'd love to have him back. I remember when they got him from the Raiders, there was talk about how, hey, this guy's a playmaker. Like, he is a playmaker and can definitely be an asset to this football team. And
you think about the reputation that he had. It was, okay, was this great, could be nickelback corner. He's undersized, but he's tenacious.
Yep.
He is absolutely tenacious. He is full of confidence. I think he's a fun guy to be around. I think his teammates love him, and he clearly loves his teammates. I mean, he showed up at the podium last night with Brian Branch jersey and all the bling at his giant necklace with the big number 21 encrusted in jewels.
Oh, he believes in himself.
And his sunglasses. And he was fun. It was just fun to see that kind of personality there. But he backs it up on the field. And he loved the punch out. He wanted another one.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson. We got open lines. What are the most important thing we've learned about this Lions team heading into the bye? Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.